FM Agriculture News.
I am Dane Bice. I'm with your main agriculture stories. Farmers and farm workers, among others, are gathering at Voorspoed Farm, southeast of Douglas in the Northern Cape, on Wednesday, October 13th, as they take hands in prayer after wildfires destroyed hundreds of thousands of grazing land in central South Africa this fire season. Evangelist Angus Buchan is leading the prayer meeting.
What we're going to do, we're going to meet together with the farmers, and my heart is very heavy for them because I'm a farmer myself. And I'm not just talking about farmers, I'm talking about farm workers, I'm talking about businessmen. I mean, they've got hundreds of thousands of hectares of bush that's been burnt. I'm talking fences, we're talking buildings, we're talking houses, we're talking small huts been burnt, eh? Animals, and the people are really on their knees. So we're going there to have a prayer meeting, and it's open to everybody and anybody.
He told OFM News that he is hopeful that the turnout will be exceptional, taking into account the COVID-19 regulations.
We are believing that those farmers who are down are going to stand up again, that the Lord is going to bring rain. We're going to pray for rain because that area needs rain desperately. That's one of the reasons why the whole place went up in flames. And we're going to believe that as we cry out to him, men and women, boys and girls from every sector of life, that God will answer prayers like he's always done in the past.
Meanwhile, firefighters were exhausted as they tried to put out a massive wildfire in the Northern Cape for the fifth day. The origin of the fire, which has destroyed thousands of acres of land near Barkly West since Saturday, is being investigated after it broke out on a farm in the area. Linja van Wyk of Jan Woosamstaan says farmers urgently need help as northwesterly winds make it difficult to put out the fire. Large parts of the Matanu Game Reserve, about 20 kilometers from Barkly West, were destroyed with no reported loss of livestock. As of this morning, OFM News reported that the fire was heading south in the direction of Holpan. Tractors and pickups were used to control the fire. If you would like to assist those fighting the fires across central South Africa, you can donate bottled water and sealed foods such as sandwiches and energy bars at your nearest fire department. And the Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Toko Didiza, will on Friday, October 15th, commemorate World Food Day during a web seminar. This day is celebrated annually on October 16th. The department says in a statement that the objectives of the webinar is to, among others, heighten public awareness on issues of poverty, hunger and malnutrition in the world and in the country, and to further raise awareness on different produce that constitute a balanced diet. Other topics that will be discussed during the webinar include climate change and its effects on the agricultural sector, as well as disaster risk reduction. And these are our main agriculture stories. I am Dane Bysheim.
Read more on ofm.co.za and download the free OFM mobile or desktop app for notifications on breaking news stories. OFM News, in touch with your world.